Let's go to Elizabeth. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Yes, hello. I am calling because I have a dilemma. I am a mother of two gay children, and they are adults, and they do have their partners. And I am hearing that my daughter has mentioned that at some point, perhaps, they would like to create a union. Mm-hmm. And my question is, I think I know the answer to that, that I probably should not attend the ceremony. However, can I receive them in my home as they are already, and actually they are already living together, to just continue having a relationship with my children?
Well, I don't see, again, I don't see a possibility of your having any positive effect on them if you cut yourself off from them. Again,
correct.
It's a matter of showing them a good example in the way you live your own life, and speaking to them of the Lord in a positive way. And you never know. And certainly keep praying for them.
Oh, I do. I do, absolutely. But so I am so happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard on this radio from somebody else who was completely against allowing gay children to bring their partners to their house. And I was, quite frankly, I was crushed by it, and I, for a couple of days, I cried and could not find peace. And so when I heard you talking about people living together, not being married or bringing their partners to somebody's home, that's what prompted me to call today. So it means that even though I am not approving of that
right.
type of lifestyle, they were created like this by God.
We don't know how it starts. The fact is, that's where they are now, and so we treat them accordingly, and we don't withhold our love from them for them, but at the same time we speak the truth. But by pushing them out of the house, I don't see that that is the way that it seems to me we'll have far less positive influence over them if we do that.
Correct, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I saw my son when he was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew that he was different.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something that they choose to live like this. This is definitely not something
they certainly don't choose to have that attraction. That's true. They can choose what they're going to do about it, but they don't choose to have the attraction. They can still choose to put the Lord first and live a celibate life. They can do that, and there are many that do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, this is how it is,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly don't want to limit them from coming to me and.
Right.
Being a family,
mm-hmm.
That's what I want. So
yes.
Inviting them, I have to invite their partners.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I understand.
Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. We appreciate it.